Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
And I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
How was your birthday trip?
So fun. So birthday filled with cakes and, you know, champagne and Aperol spritzes.
Give us your peek and your pit.
Oh, I literally just did this. Oh, I got to think. Do I have to think of another one?
Should I say pass and you guys can do it on, everyone can go to back for seconds to hear the peek in the pit?
Yeah. I think so. I don't think I'm going to retell them as funny. As they were there.
Aileen's also like, I already heard it. I don't need to hear
no,
it again.
No, it was funny.
But it's not, you know, we can't tell them again. But it was a good time. You know, who doesn't
good
love
food.
A trip? Good food, good everything. Just had the greatest time. I already feel that I was not on a vacation. Back to the grind.
How does it feel to be 35?
Oh, it guys. Feels like Aileen. It feels like being like Aileen.
Because you're so rude. Yesterday,
now I'm just like Aileen.
I had an intense, 20-second panic that like it felt very much like when Harry Met Sally when she's crying that she's gonna be 30 but she's really only 20.
I was like,
oh my god, I'm turning 40, and then in my head I'm like someday, but it's there, and then I was like, it's so fucking old, I need to get off this podcast.
One day you will turn 40.
Yeah, one day we'll all turn 40.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's not even going to be in that long.
Hopefully.
God willing.
It's going to be a minute. It's going to take a minute. Everything's going to...
No, but it's just so weird. Like, I feel like...
Do you remember turning 30?
40 is... Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah.
It was like a minute ago.
30?
Yeah, I still felt like very young, but now like definitely different phase. I mean, Alex had a party together, remember?
That does feel like a while playlist. Ago.
Yeah, because it was
pre-pandemic,
pre-COVID.
Oh yeah, it was 2019.
Yeah.
Wow.
Time
flies.
Isn't it weird? It really to think does. To think back of the things that happened in 2019, knowing that not knowing the next year is going to be turn the world upside down.
Yeah, that could be now.
I remember the first time
Be in that now.
The first moment I noticed that I felt like it was going to be COVID was going to be a real thing was when you and Alexa were supposed to go to Japan.
Don't remind me.
And then you canceled the trip, and I was like, that's weird they canceled this trip. Like, why?
Yeah. I think our flights were being weird. Like, they weren't allowing us. We never booked anything for the hotels, but we just had our flights and we're like, maybe we should just cancel it just in case. And I'm still depressed about that because my dad's in Japan right now. And I just just send me pictures of food. Don't send me pictures of you. Just send me pictures of the food.
I think you'll make it.
I think
Japan.
I said to Rusty, I was like, take me for my 40th. And that's when my panic started.
Oh my gosh.
40 in Japan.
So don't get too excited for
turning 40. Why don't you go for his 40th?
Because it's sooner. I want to go.
Okay.
He's not as adventurous of Japanese food is my favorite food. And so they're sending me all this sushi and I'm so annoyed. Like, imagine having just street sirloin that's just cut for you. Just cooked for you. I need to show you this picture. Anyway.
I'd take your word for it.
They let you cook. They let you. Honestly, there's a lot of cooking yourself. They give it to you.
No,
and
on
you
the
put
street.
It on.
They're just making... street markets of deliciousness. Yeah. Anyway,
they are
so
quite fresh.
Turning 40 one day.
Well, that's a big catch up from you.
Definitely.
Yeah. One day, Aileen will be turning 40 and other things.
That was the peak of my birthday trip.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Definitely too old to be discussing at 40 to be discussing Taylor Swift's torture poets department.
Why too old? Taylor's going to be 40 then too.
That's true.
Yeah, Taylor's going to be with us.
Taylor's going to be with us.
No matter what age we are,
she's
also going to
be dropping albums then. Like in 5 years?
I think she's going to keep making music. I don't know if like that year she'll make music.
I think 40.
I think she'll be making music. Yeah.
She can't. She seems to be unable to stop making music.
She'll make a 40 version of the song 22.
Did I tell you guys when I was
You're 42.
When I was 42.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 42.
Did I tell you guys when I was in the Caymans? Rusty, like every restaurant, Rusty, like, told the people that it was my birthday. So we're walking in to the host and he was like, it's her birthday. It's a really big one. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's my birthday. She's like 40. I go,
oh my God.
I go,
that's fucked up.
So insulting.
I go, no. 35. Thank you. The woman would not make eye contact with me after. She was so embarrassed.
Why would you randomly guess 40? That?
Oh my God. You so have to always up. Go it's 5 years you younger like, than you really think.
You were like, guess.
I know. I didn't say that. And I was like, that is fucking rude.
That is rude.
And then I like, she wouldn't look at me because she was like embarrassed because I was like, thank you, but no. And like seething through my teeth.
Oh my
and
God. Then,
no, but it was okay. I was like over it.
Look, you're
like
getting closer to my 40. True age. You're 40.
But whatever.
I mean, come on. You're so supposed funny. To guess like 7 years younger than you think the person really is.
I guess
really
they
is.
Think I am 47.
I don't think she knows that rule, Aileen. I don't think she knows that rule.
62?
A minute after that, I was like, fuck this. I'm getting like a whole skincare routine.
Your skin
Who
is great.
Does that?
I'm going.
Your skin is great.
Getting some Botox. Yeah.
Don't.
I just think it's so insane. It's like asking someone if they're expecting. Like you wouldn't do that.
Would
unless
never.
Literally the baby was like coming out
That's
of them.
That's why I yeah. feel like it was just, she just said like, big. He was like, it's a really big one.
Okay. I guess he said it was a big one, so maybe she felt like 40? She wanted to.
Maybe she really
thought
maybe 40
is closer to the. No, just because I say that rule doesn't mean other people know that rule.
No, but people do. You're supposed to guess younger.
But do they know that? Like, are they subtracting in their head? Like, or are they just reacting?
I don't think I look 40. But
I don't think you look 40 either.
I was wearing a very like too young for me outfit. I needed to return it, so maybe that's what it was. Like, I was dressed like too young. For my vibes.
Maybe it's that the clientele of the...
too young, so she yeah, thought you so were older? You,
yeah, that yeah, happens. That's a like thing. If you dress like too young for your age, look way older.
Or people who get too much plastic surgery on their face,
Not
they
me.
Look older. You don't have... No, you don't at all. I think you look young, honestly. Like, genuinely, I would not say it if I didn't like really believe
Thanks.
It. I think
you
look younger.
Staring at me, Jordana.
Okay.
I'm trying to think how old
Rebecca,
I would guess.
Stop staring, everybody.
No, you... I... Think this, forget this conversation. I would have said this before I even heard this. I genuinely would have said it and believe it.
Thank you.
I truly think that you have great skin.
Oh, thank you.
I don't lie.
The facialist says I have great collagen.
Well, this reminds
you
me.
You do,
I said,
but I think maybe she's just used to the clientele being closer older. To 40 50. Or 50 yeah. because it's, you know, it's a nice place.
I'm not looking for any reassurance. It
I'm
was
just
funny.
Telling you.
I thought it
you
was
know.
Funny. I forgave her.
Maybe Rusty looks 40 and she's like, oh.
Yeah maybe. Not well, really though.
It was.
But
we were at a wedding this summer and one of our friends was pregnant and someone's husband was like, oh, let me like guess how far along you are. And I was like, please don't. Like,
yeah, please
don't
do that.
Please don't do this.
Was it your husband?
No, it wasn't my husband. It wasn't my husband. But it was just like very funny. It was like, this is
not a good game.
Best case scenario, you get the exact right week. And the worst case scenario, you just ruin someone's night. Like, yes. Let's just not do this.
Well, yeah. What happened?
He didn't guess.
Okay, good.
Because I told him not to.
Don't do it.
Right, right. That's smart. Definitely yes. never guess.
Whenever
those
you have, don't guess, never guess someone's age. Never guess how pregnant they are. Just don't.
No
just,
stats.
Yes.
Just don't define anything with numbers.
Yeah.
Age is just a number. Weight, pregnancy, all of it. Just a number.
Anyway, Aileen's gonna be 40 one day.
So is Taylor Swift.
So is Taylor. So are we.
All at the same time.
And Taylor Swift is dropping her album at midnight.
She is. Okay, apparently it leaked. And
oh, it did?
Apparently. And some people have heard the whole thing. I am not one of those people. I didn't have time to go hunting. And I couldn't
it's
be bothered.
Worth it. It's
it was last
tonight.
Night. That, right, yeah. Exactly. I can wait till tonight. I'm busy. I'll stay busy.
Yeah.
You know,
What was the reaction of the people?
Generally positive.
Generally.
Generally positive. The people who had listened, they said it. Reminded them of Evermore combined with a little bit of Midnights or the second half of Midnights, which is my favorite half. Those, if that's what it really is, I'm like,
I think
pumped.
I'm gonna like it because I like folky type of music like this, and it's Tortured Poets Society. It sounds like
this is her.
It does sound like something you would like.
Yeah,
I mean, okay, I will
I really
say
like Evermore too.
It's so good.
I didn't
the
like
lyrics
Evermore.
That.
Wait, which one is Evermore? What's
the
first
second
one?
One?
Oh, I like the first one.
Yeah, Folklore. I mean,
Folklore.
They're kind of they're not like that different. Compared to like Red.
Which one has the Phoebe Bridger song?
Red, The Vault.
No.
Red Taylor's version. Yeah, it does.
The Phoebe Bridgers song?
Is on Red Taylor's version. It's a vault song. It's a vault song. So it's like came out.
So it's not on Folkmore?
No.
Lore?
No. No.
Folkmore?
Folklore and Evermore.
Oh.
But if you want to just say them together, you can
does
say
Taylor Folkmore. Ever sleep? I feel like she's constantly doing shit. Like,
yeah. Well, she was at Coachella.
Well, she got to the Super Bowl, they like got the audio of her talking to Travis while they were like hugging. And he said like, wow, like you came so far. And she was like, yeah, jet lag's a choice. Like, okay.
Wow. Right? Oh, you came so far, like physically.
Physically,
like,
yeah.
In distance.
Yeah, because she traveled from Tokyo. Remember, it was like she was traveling from
she's
Tokyo.
She's hardcore.
Yeah,
There's no way she's not hardcore.
Oh my God, of course.
Oh yeah.
She has like 17 workaholic. Albums a year.
She's a workaholic. I think that this, okay, I will say the lyrics I have seen released were fine, but the reviews what people said are
people
good.
Love to hype stuff though.
But they,
like, the internet reactions
also like
always
to talk
like,
shit.
Yeah, there's never really like a, people there's no like place it. To be like, yeah, I like it.
You know? There is. No, I think there is. It's just that most of like reactions are not discussed in that way because who's like, what is there to say about the person who's just like, I like it.
No, I know. That's how I felt about Beyonce's album. I was like, I like it.
Oh,
I wasn't,
I'm
like,
still
freaking out. And I listened to the whole thing now since.
I am still deep in Cowboy Carter. Like, I'm on my like third tier of favorite song, you know, and like,
really?
I love it. And now it actually made me go back to Renaissance, which I was like, I didn't connect to Renaissance like really at all. And now I've gone back to Renaissance and I love it.
Love it. Love
and
it.
I'm just like very deep in my Beyonce fixation right now. So, So Tortured Poets is going to have to be
very,
really good to pull me out of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when we'll know. I'm excited for it. I love
Instagram. You know it's going to be big when Instagram like made like a special thing for her. When you pull down on her page, there like this Tortured Poets thing happens. They like made a special thing for
special
her.
Widget.
On Threads, there's if you click the heart button on one of the things with her hashtags, it does stuff too.
Uh-huh. Dances?
Yeah.
Just,
she's,
you know.
She's a big deal.
Yeah.
This episode of Betches is brought to you by Wild Grain. There's nothing quite like the smell of warm, fresh pastries coming out of the oven. What if I told you that you could get the delicious experience of homemade pastries without all the elbow grease or leaving your home? With Wild Grain, you can get bakery quality pastries delivered right to your door. I got to try Wild Grain, and I have to say, it is absolutely delicious. I feel like I'm a French pastry chef whenever I'm warming up the breads that they have sent. They sent the most incredible sourdough bread. It was like delicious. I don't like love all breads, but this bread, particularly incredible. Also, they sent these croissants, and it's so easy. You just take them out of the freezer, you put them in the oven, they come out so fresh and so good. Can't recommend it enough. I loved everything that they sent me. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. And now you can fully customize your Wild Grain box so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box. Plus, free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/betches to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/betches. That's wildgrain.com/betches, or you can use promo code BETCHES at checkout.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe Bamboo Viscose, their Zip Footy Pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Speaking of Taylor, we should talk about Coachella. Because, you know, I had made a joke about her standing in GA like a normal person.
She did.
I think she was in VIP, but like it would look like a GA. It has like a GA vibe.
Yeah. Most people were like Justin and Haley.
I think they were in like the VIP like pit.
Wow, it really does work.
What? You pull down?
A countdown comes up.
Yeah. A countdown to her album comes up. Interesting. Cool.
That's, look at them.
Enough about Taylor's album.
now Taylor and GA.
Yeah. I was like a joke that I made about how that was like, that would be so funny if she did that. And then she like, I don't know if she's listening. She actually did that. I have to say.
You don't
I
know
have,
that she's listening? You think that Taylor think Swift is listening to the At Betches pod?
Maybe.
Maybe
she listens to her fans.
Maybe she listens to everything.
It's possible. She definitely is very tuned into what the fans are saying and what specific fans are saying. But like,
how do you know that?
Because she will pick people out and be like, give them free tickets. Like there's these two podcasters who she gave them ticket, or her dad gave them tickets.
Or she'll date a podcaster.
gave them tickets. She loves podcasts. In Australia. Travis Kelce. He's a podcaster.
That's how they got together.
Our profession is on the rise.
He was talking about like a bracelet or something. Okay.
What happened was he went to the Eras tour and he wanted to give her his friendship bracelet with her with his number on it. And he had a video of him like putting it on.
On his podcast.
Like on his podcast of him making the bracelet, like little putting it on. And then he didn't get to. Because I guess whatever, he couldn't get to the backstage or whatever. So he then goes on the podcast like right after and is like, oh, I like, you know, I made tried to shoot my shot. It didn't work or something. And then I think after they got someone put them in touch.
Yeah. Interesting.
So I'm saying she's a podcast listener. Listening. Maybe she heard this and she was like, fuck that. I'm going to be in GA.
Yeah.
prove these bitches wrong.
Security. And
no, she had a whole thing of security around her.
Well, I couldn't tell.
they just look like partygoers.
I have to say, though, I am like, I've been like a Taylor and Travis kind of like hater just because it's kind of fun. But I thought this was adorable.
You
like,
loved it.
I thought this it was so. You. I was like, this is like.
It's cute.
This is like really cute.
I thought it was hilarious that she took a picture with Teresa Giudice.
That was really funny.
Yes.
And there was the picture of them is like Louis is right here. And then like Taylor. But that there was a still. And I was like, that's not Taylor. That doesn't look anything like Taylor. But then they had a selfie. I was like, oh, well.
That was amazing, that picture. I agree. I was excited to hear what you were going to say. I was like, is she going to think it was cheesy or fake?
Oh,
or
I
is
loved
she going to think it
was hot.
Real?
Like
and
they
cute.
Were making out everywhere, right?
Right. But. Yeah, but it looked like they were like regular people.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun. Fucked up, which, you know, probably.
That's good.
I like that it was like very, it felt very like protective. Like she felt, it looked like.
Heavy PDA.
Very like.
It just felt like, you were I felt it was real.
You got it.
The love is real. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Despite all the shit I've been talking for.
I felt it was good, but then at the same time.
I mean, I still think it's not going to be forever, but I felt happy for her.
This is the moment where I see the 15 years where I'm like, these two little Midwestern hard worker strivers could be married for a long time.
Absolutely not.
But they're okay, very cute. There's part of me that's like, yeah, that was really cute, but then also like they're probably on like a lot of drugs. So
that's cute too.
No, not that I'm not saying that they are on drugs is cute. I'm saying like is it as accurate of a snapshot of them as when they're walking out of Nobu? You like that kind of thing.
I think it's all accurate is like there's no like one.
Right,
take one accurate frame of your relationship and say this this encompasses your entire relationship. It's all part of the puzzle, I think.
I agree with that.
I
think it was fun. I like that they were just like in there, and that Coachella I don't think would have been as interesting this year because not that many people went. Vanessa Hudgens, Queen of Coachella, didn't go.
I wish Kylie and Timothée were there. Ugh, I love
that. I read a rumor they're on the rocks.
I read a rumor that she's pregnant.
Both could be true.
Both could be literally true.
Yeah, they could be.
Yeah.
I don't feel like he would have a baby with her.
I think he would. I love Kylie Timothée.
That would be so crazy if he became part of the Kardashian family.
It would be, but it wouldn't be the craziest.
What would be the craziest?
I just don't see it. I don't see it happening. There's no baby.
I mean, maybe there's no baby, but maybe there
is. Yes. Or maybe there was a baby.
No, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But either way, the PDA was strong. Teresa was there. Taylor danced with Ice Spice. Why did she bring Ice Spice around?
Okay, like, that's again where I'm like, of course it was the Ice Spice thing, which was a whole...
Like, she like kind of... I mean, are they're friends.
Yeah, I think but it's they're kind of friendly. Funny she's she, much younger. They collabed on the song. Right.
Yeah. They collabed. But like she like brought Ice Spice to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Felt like a move, right? And then like now another move. That, right. Unless they're besties. Like why wasn't she, like, where's Blake?
Maybe she was busy. She didn't want to go. She was with Vanessa Hutchins. Not going. That's the thing. I'm like, okay, of course it was like, it has Ice Spice in it. It's like, it has the features of something PR. That was very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it wasn't real.
I
just want
to see something that like, I know it's not PR. Like it's a random fan capturing a video. Well,
to me, it's not, there's no, I mean, she's going knowing that everybody has a camera and like.
Right. There's nowhere she can go in life.
So she's going to be putting on a show. She's a show woman.
Taylor.
Right.
Yeah. No matter what.
Right. But some celebrities, you see them out and about, and it's like you don't feel like they're there for a show.
I mean, obviously Taylor knew that was going to be like on the cover of every like.
Yeah, and site. And yeah. I think it's great that they're like doing it and having fun. Like that's the fun. That's what I like about it. It's like, but can you separate that from when we're going to see Ice Spice?
And can you separate it from like the fact that they know. That there's like a very specific set of things that happens after they do this that they know is going to happen. Mm-hmm. As opposed to like, it's not like, Taylor and her boyfriend just happened to be like, they're doing, like they know exactly what will happen when they do this.
That's what I mean. Like where, I want a moment that's like, they just happen to be somewhere and it's truly captured by something or someone random. And you see that, like if I were to see the Coachella vibes, in a situation where there's like, they do not think there's cameras and it's not like curated for the internet. What if that's there? Right. I'm like, okay.
Well, it's probably legit. Much like Tom Sandoval in that New York Times interview.
She doesn't know what's.
It's like, you're probably not really sure what's real and what's not because your whole life is like, you know, it's probably hard to untangle. Like, this is my like in front of the cameras thing and this is my behind. Like, it all kind of comes together to make up your current personality. I don't think there's like two different versions of you.
Yeah.
It's Taylor's version.
Yeah. Were there other good stuff at Coachella?
Yeah, like Kesha came out with Renee Rapp.
Love that.
Lana Del Rey. Lots of photos of her. She looked great. No Doubt. Sang.
Reunited.
Yeah, Gwen Stefani brought out Olivia Rodrigo, and she was wearing a shirt that said, I love ND, like No Doubt. Paris Hilton was very much present all over Coachella. I saw pictures of Justin Bieber. Apparently, he like performed.
I saw him and Haley.
Yes, she was like dancing, like kind of. Did you see that video?
She was wearing
wearing a headscarf like over her head.
Like a what?
Like a babushka.
A babushka.
Yeah.
I want to go to Coachella.
You do?
A little bit.
We went. I don't want to go.
Now I want to go. Now that it's been a while.
I don't know. It's too crowded for me.
Right. And there's the walks are long. The days are hot.
There's
no water.
I like that it's hot.
It's like was really really hot. Although I feel like it was. Yeah, it was extremely hot. Mm-hmm. Like
it was
insane.
It was pretty. Anyway,
the most fun was like the Sunday night at dusk. That was the most fun.
It seems like a little cute, successful weekend. Not too crazy. I wonder what Stagecoach is going to be like this year because the country is just like so big.
Imagine if Beyonce popped up.
I think it's going to be the next Coachella. And
when is that?
It's next. It's the weekend after Coachella.
Is it festival season?
It
is festival season.
When's the last time you guys went to a festival?
Probably Coachella, where I had a panic attack.
What was that? Like 2017? 2018 maybe.
Maybe 2018. I feel like I went to more festivals,
like Warped Tour and shit, and I would like throw my
festival
body.
Or a concert.
Festival.
Oh wow.
Warped Tour. Yeah, but it was like in Long Island.
Are we too old for festivals?
It was like in a parking lot.
Adults go to festivals. That's adults. True. We are the adults.
Taylor's at a festival.
I'm turning 40.
Taylor's at a festival. She's our age.
No, you're never too old for festivals. There's never like people old. Who are
too cool,
like 50 who go to festivals.
Yes.
My mom's friend who lives in. Yeah, they do. My mom's friend lives in LA and her friends go to Coachella.
People who are 50 go to festivals.
I'd like to go to Burning Man.
I don't. No interest.
I'd like to go to Burning Man with the both of you.
Never.
To see what happens.
Zero. Literally, like, no.
No, Sammy, I would not want to go.
I know.
If you go with me, we'll have a nice setup. That's the only way I'll go.
I thought, like, the whole point is that you don't have a nice setup.
No, the point is when you go, you have a nice setup. You need water.
Well, some people have not a good setup, but
that's
some
not,
people
that's
have a
good
setup.
That's not what I would sign up for.
What if we had a good setup? Would you go?
Maybe.
Okay.
If Avi comes.
Betches do Burning Man?
It's just not my interest.
Same, I don't
Burning
care.
Betch?
It's not my interest.
I don't care.
It's not my interest either, but I'm like intrigued. For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor, it's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competition for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she's returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and the brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Do you want to talk about the Bachelor Jerry, Gary, and
Gary,
Teresa?
Gary.
He's divorcing.
Gary, yeah.
What do you think happened?
I think
they weren't that into each other.
This was for like TV, and they don't actually like each other that much.
That's what I felt, because it's like, okay, we couldn't find somewhere to live. Like, you don't, if you really wanted to find somewhere to live, if you really liked each other that much, you'd figure it out.
I don't know. On that part, I was like, I guess I could see this, because they are so old that it's kind of like, oh, like my entire, like I built a life here for like 70 years. Like, it's not like when you're 25 and
but
you're
it
like,
feels like something they could have discussed pre-engagement.
Right. That's the weird part, is like, you think you would talk about where you're going to live before you got married, which is to me makes it seem like this was all just for.
Yeah,
I agree.
The TV moment. But I like, what's the point for them? What are they going to do? Like, they want to be famous. They want to be like,
well, that
rich?
Was the
fun adventure.
The whole thing about this show was that it's supposed to be like the people that are not trying to get famous. Like, it was really true love. Nobody's here for the wrong reasons.
In the beginning.
And that's why it was like supposed to be appealing to people. And people tuned in for that, because like, that's the biggest criticism that they have about Bachelor, is nobody is there for the right reasons. It's all about like getting followers and then like your spawn con later.
They should make a Bachelor season where you're not allowed to have an Instagram, and your contract says you can't have one for like 2 years after you.
And see what
but
happens.
People want to see what's going on with them. Like that hurts
only
the franchise.
Only the Bachelor
sort of.
Can post it.
Well, they can have like 2 shows. They can have like the sellout show and then like the authentic Bachelor show. I'd watch a show where like there's no social media footprint of any of these people,
And that's what it was.
Right, you know.
Before.
That's what I'm saying. You know they're here for the right reasons because they have nothing to gain from it. You can't be on social media contractually for 2 years after the show.
Yeah.
Well, you just have, you have love to gain. So
that's what I'm saying. That's what make it pure.
That's what it made it good then. Like people were really just there. Like some people wanted like TV fame, but it's right. such a different level where people like go so they can have fame after. It's like launching their careers.
Right.
It's like a different.
Well, there's just an easily monetizable thing. And before it was like maybe people would know who you are, but to monetize that fame would have been much harder.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, you're not making as big of a splash. Like there's no tail. So I don't know. I think that with you. They just didn't seem to. I think she wanted to win, and he. Are they the thought she was like the coolest, and she had money, and he was into her?
Are they the first big couple to divorce in 2024? Or there's been others?
Were there like four other?
Aren't there like a lot of divorces?
There's been, like just even that weekend, there were all the Bravo.
Those are like Bravo. Small, I mean, like I guess they're the same level.
Kyle and Mauricio, was that last year?
They're not divorced yet.
Oh, true.
Oh, yeah. They're, like, separated. I forgot. I went on a whole rant about them the other day.
when?
On this show.
Oh, was it last week? I have to listen.
What was last? No, last week. It was a few weeks ago.
It was a few weeks ago. Yeah, last week I went on a rant about bunkers.
Oh, yes. You told me you wouldn't. I was not allowed in your bunker.
Why?
Also. No, you would if you didn't tell anybody about it. That's right. What I said.
Yeah, sort of. It didn't feel like a real invite. It still felt a conditional invitation.
It is conditional.
Jordana can't keep
limited supplies.
Jordana can't keep a secret. So
that's why.
No, if you told me this is my secret private bunker, you don't. Okay. Please don't tell anyone.
I've heard that one before.
No, I've never.
Oh, if you tell me it's a secret, I won't repeat it.
Okay. No, that's true. I feel like that's true.
That's
true. You say that you wouldn't say it.
Okay, yeah. If you didn't tell me that your bunker was secret, of course I would mention it to someone. But like, why would I assume that it was a secret?
What if she signs an NDA?
Well, you've already told everyone who listens to this podcast
that I want. I desire a bunker.
Is Sammy allowed in the bunker?
Maybe.
We'll see how big it is.
Sammy has her own bunker.
Yeah, Sammy has her own bunker.
Come on, she's like, Sammy doesn't need a bunker.
I don't have a bunker.
I don't know if I'm going to make one. We'll see.
Are you like really going to make one?
Maybe.
We should swap like plans.
In a couple years.
Show me the blueprints.
Yes.
Yeah, swap plans. No,
I'm really not going to make a bunker. I'm just kidding.
Okay, you just don't want anyone to think you're going to make a bunker.
No, I'm really not. It's just too expensive. And it just feels like, because I was talking to my dad about it.
It's too expensive.
I was talking to my dad about it and he's like.
You're actually.
Yeah. Like, and he was like, the thing about the bunker is that like you need to, you're spending all this money to be in like, to protect yourself, you have to be in that spot or close enough to that spot to be protected. And if you're not there, you also need to protect your digital footprint and your finances. Like in order
for your dad
for,
and
like,
you had a real conversation gold bars? About this bunker. Well,
you know, apparently gold bars are selling out really well at Costco.
Yes.
We obviously
you're making
have the
them
same
a shit ton of money.
Yeah. We should, Aileen, you know, I've been talking about gold bars.
You
for
should
like,
be a gold decade. Bar influencer.
We've been talking about
gold
seeds.
Swipe up for
seeds. You know what? I do got to get
gold,
on that
I mean,
garden.
The price
this
of gold is just skyrocketed.
Where do you get your gold from?
Costco.
Costco. It's making them so much money.
Wait, we should actually start planting.
I think
like
we should
seeds.
Start a Betches Survive, a vertical.
Survival starter pack?
Yeah. No,
yeah.
It's not. It's not my
no, it's
I'm coming
thing.
To this office if there's an issue.
What are you going to get here?
Manhattan Internet? Sounds like a safe place.
Wi-Fi? A really know. Warm podcast room?
Yeah, it's quite warm in here.
I guess that's good if it's a nice age.
I'll be broadcasting.
With what
oh,
Wi-Fi?
Yes. Your dad is going to be like the podcaster of the apocalypse. Where like people are like tuning in to the radio.
But she has to like figure out how to upload it.
Something's coming. And it's an apocalypse. Okay.
She's gonna learn Morse code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So guys.
I think you would enjoy me in your bunker. I would lighten the mood. I would make
she play games.
Like, I wouldn't be like panicking. I would bring like a
you
good
would. You
energy.
Wouldn't panic.
Yeah, I'd bring I bring all my games.
Yeah. That would be
you'd
fun.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah, I would. We'd play movie game for like years
That's
straight.
That's what I'm saying. Like we would have a good time. I'm not worried.
All right.
About
We're not worried.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. All right, so who is our betch of the week?
I nominate Caitlin Clark.
Second that one.
Yeah, she was the first draft pick in the WNBA this week, and she looked extremely chic in Prada when she went to the draft.
She did.
And she's like the most famous college basketball player, I think, of either gender.
The final game was watched by more people than ever in any league, man or female.
It's just very, very exciting to see women's sports finally being recognized. And also, though, the biggest thing, though, that she was in the headlines for this week was that actually her salary, her starting salary, and how so drastically different it is from NBA players' salary. So her starting salary for Indiana is estimated to be $76,535 in her first season. She was the first draft pick for the WNBA. And most NBA players make over 100 times that.
That's crazy.
With what, like 55 million, something like that?
Millions.
I mean, that's absurd. I hope she makes it up in endorsements. I'm sure she'll get a shit ton.
It's going to go up. There's going to be a lot of attention on women's sports from many people, specifically in the media. And I think it's going to push their salaries up higher. Because their biggest argument, and I've had this argument with like a man last year, was that like, it just doesn't draw the crowds.
No advertisers.
Not enough advertisers.
Well, not enough merch.
And I was just like, that doesn't make sense. It's self-fulfilling. Once you get some more views, if it's more available to watch, then it's going to get more views, and then it's going to be all over social, and then it's going to start propagating more views. And then also, like, soccer is getting bigger, and it's just, I'm excited for this. I love it.
Same. It's happening all across. And it's happening in a lot of sports, and I agree. I think I hope their salaries will go up, but it's true. It's like those games aren't marketed.
But I don't really know what makes it a really amazing basketball player.
Well,
lots of baskets.
What's your favorite sport to watch and your favorite sport to play?
We had this conversation like maybe four times. And then when we had this conversation, I said the exact same thing. So maybe this is deja vu.
Are you sure? I don't remember.
I don't know if we've had it on the podcast or if we've just had it in life.
My favorite sport to play or watch?
Yes. Either one. Both. What answer for
play,
each?
Play, tennis.
Same.
Or pickleball.
Okay.
Maybe pickle.
Because pickleball's fun.
You can play with more people. Like more people that aren't like tennis players.
Not as hard.
So maybe pickleball is my favorite. And it's also like just like reminds me of the summer and it's fun. The one that I love to watch, it's definitely not football. Sorry, Rusty.
Is it tennis?
I love tennis.
Yeah,
I love
same.
Watching tennis.
I also like to watch basketball because it moves really quickly. And like the score moves quickly. It goes up a little. You know, soccer is hard to watch because
it's just so far. I can't see the ball.
Same. I can't see the ball. And like goals happen so rarely.
No, I love hockey. Islanders are in the playoffs.
You're changing your answer.
I do just have fun watching hockey because they beat each other up and it's like allowed and it's really fun to watch. And there's one hockey player I love who I once saw at a restaurant in Long Island, Farm Italy. And I recognize him before Rusty, also an Islanders player. Islanders, the hockey's very fast and fun. You also cannot see that puck.
Yeah, that's I think why I'm not as interested in it.
But it's fun.
I like the community of watching football. Like the way people gather for it.
I like the Super Bowl. It's a fun event.
Yeah.
Fun Maybe event. That's my favorite sport to watch.
I also, once a year?
Yes. Yes, just once. I'm not a big sports watcher, but I would say maybe football. I still don't really understand what's happening, so maybe it's not the case. I don't, like, understand what the rules are. So.
My dad is a huge soccer fan, like, Arsenal all the way. Like, everything in his whole life is about whether or not Arsenal has won or lost in the most recent game. So it's just, I'm surprised that I didn't, like, grow up, like, liking soccer.
What do they play for?
The UK.
Okay.
They're, like, one of the teams, like, Arsenal, Manchester City, United. It's like one of the, and they're very intense over there. Like, if you are an Arsenal fan, you are very.
Does Russia have a team?
Like
from there?
It's an English Premier League, English Championship League. So it's like
you root for your country necessarily.
In the World Cup. In the World Cup. You do. Yeah.
Okay.
But, and then you have teams of the people from that country, but you could be playing in other countries.
Like someone on like Manchester Beckham, could be with right. someone from
like Beckham playing in Barcelona. Arsenal.
I feel like how Mike must feel when I try to explain Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip to him.
This is what it's like. That you is what it's like. It is like that.
Yeah,
it is. Well, it's like, yeah, these people are on the same show, but it's not the same show. It's the,
yeah. Yeah, it's franchise. Literally that. Yeah. But anyway, so I'm surprised I didn't grow up watching loving it. But
cuz it's like, I don't know, I think a lot of it is about the conversation around it. It's mm-hmm. sort of like Real Housewives for men, where it's like you're then talking about the debriefing the game.
Maybe,
you're who's your favorite player? Like you're analyzing it. And I think that's part of what makes it really fun and just
right.
But so. I'm really excited for women's sports in general to be like more part of the conversation.
Yeah. More icons for us.
I love it. I love it. It's also great icons for young girls, I think.
Oh, definitely. I saw something, I don't remember where I heard this, but it was that like young boys are really obsessed with Caitlin Clark.
Oh,
and they're so like, they're just like, they all want her like jersey and all that stuff because she's so good.
Have you been polling young boys?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I read. Yeah. Yeah. I read it somewhere or I read it on a podcast.
In a book.
Not a book. Like an article or some shit.
It's exciting.
Yeah. All right, should we send someone to the Caymans?
Let's do it. Okay.
Who?
They're fine. All right, let's send Jerry and Teresa.
Together?
The Golden Bachelor. Yeah, let's send them both.
They can decide to live together there.
I think they knew this divorce was coming before they got married. So
I think so, too.
They're going to the Caymans because they tried to dupe us, but they couldn't dupe us.
Mm-hmm. We're too smart.
We're unable to be duped, except for sometimes. So... Guys, enjoy it there.
I was driving yesterday. Yeah, so, okay, bye.
They're going to think they're at like 80.
You know what's crazy? Like, Taylor Swift is like somewhere right now, and she just knows, like at midnight, she's going to make so much fucking money.
She already made it.
No, but like, dollars. You know when you're just like about to launch something, and she's just like, it's just going to come just... Cha-ching,
honestly,
cha-ching.
I've never
I've
never experienced what she has, where it's like it's definitely coming.
I think she's probably unfazed because there's nothing she couldn't get now that she would want. So it's like more money, but like it's not going to change anything for her.
But just the idea,
she'll have more money to give to Travis for his next
wardrobe. It's also interesting that Beyonce and Taylor are sort of like kind of always on the same.
But they sort of avoid each other in terms of the actual.
I think they do it on purpose.
I think so too.
Do you think they like each other or they like secretly don't like each other?
I think
probably respect each other.
Respect.
Yeah. Right. Like they're not the same age.
They're probably a little competitive, I would imagine.
Honestly,
if
like
would be with any peer in the industry.
Maybe they are competitive, like, but I think they're almost not in the same lane. Like, because if you think about it, like Beyonce was famous for like at least a decade more than Taylor, if not two, a whole decade. One. So she's in a different, like, she came up at a different time. So she can like look up to her safely without feeling mm-hmm. like competitive with her.
Right.
And then Beyonce is like, Taylor Swift is not. I love her, but she's not touching Beyonce. Like the person who is Beyonce is just, it's a legend that Taylor Swift cannot supplant.
Maybe Jay-Z and Beyonce will be making out at Coachella weekend too.
Well, that's like why she's like not Taylor Swift. It's like that she wouldn't be doing that.
Right. She's just like, she seems just like a younger girl.
Yeah.
Compared to Beyonce, who's like.
But I think probably.
A woman.
I feel like I would guess Taylor was younger than she is.
Based on
like not 40?
Like not 40. I don't know. Like, I guess 40. Maybe it's like her.
What do you think she's doing right now?
What day is it? It's Thursday. She's probably like she's
probably flying somewhere.
Yeah, she's probably getting doing ready for something her tour, for the album. Anyway, sorry. Yeah. I just think it's so funny. You're just like it's coming out at midnight, and I'm about to have. Just it's just gonna
she
be
already
like
got
a,
it. She the pre-orders. Think about the pre-orders. That's like true. My vinyl shipped. Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. I got an email this morning, but no, I think she. Taylor,
I'm excited. So I'm actually I think
Beyonce
excited to
probably
this one.
Respects Taylor. For like her commercial brilliance and her like, songwriting ability. And it, yes, and it will be the greatest thing ever.
It's not official until there's a collab post. Collab.
Okay.
That's it for us on this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
Follow me at Sammy.
And me at Aileen. Be sure to give us a rating, a review, and subscribe. Tell your friends, and we'll see you next week.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.